The start of free agency just 2 days away, and we're talking quarterbacks. Hello, I'm Phil Milani, alongside Matt Boyer and Steve Atwater. And guys, when we're talking quarterbacks, it all starts with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, it starts and ends with Kirk Cousins for some teams. Now, we know the price tag is going to be extremely high for Kirk Cousins, but his productivity, you know, you can't shake a stick at that. I mean, the guy has been extremely productive over the last 4 years in particular. The only problem with Kirk Cousins is, how much is it going to cost? And do you want to pay it? Because if you pay Kirk Cousins the amount of money that he will probably get, you're probably going to suffer in a lot of other areas on your team.
Nobody on this list that we're going to go through has the sample size of Kirk Cousins either. I mean, you look at all the quarterbacks we go through, Cousins has done it for the longest, and he's reaching his prime right now. You think back to a couple years ago when Philip Rivers was coming into his prime and the Chargers locked him up. So he didn't get a chance to go to free agency. Now we're seeing a guy who has, as Steve mentioned, three consecutive 4,000-yard seasons with at least 25 touchdowns. This is a situation that we haven't seen since maybe a guy like Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I mean, this rarely happens. A guy heading into his prime, available right on the open market. I guess for me, the big question is, if you pay him a lot of money, does that mean he has to come here and win a Super Bowl?
Well, you don't sign him unless you can see him holding the Lombardi Trophy in the future, right? If he is the guy, price doesn't matter. Because we've heard John Elway say it multiple times this offseason. This is about winning championships. This is about getting back to that big game. If you think Kirk Cousins, if you can see Cousins holding that Lombardi Trophy as a Super Bowl MVP when it's over, price doesn't matter.
I disagree with you there. I'm sorry, Steve. Matt, this is my guy.
But I disagree
because if Kirk Cousins or his agent fixes their mouth to say like 30, I got to back away from the table. Yeah. That's a little bit too much.
No matter what?
In my book. No matter what, because then you have to really reassemble your roster. You know, you got to make some big changes. And we know that the quarterback position isn't the only position that needs to be addressed. Of course, some of these areas will be addressed in the draft, but still, I don't want to put us in a position where we can't do things because we don't have enough money to do it.
No, a lot of people say Kirk Cousins is number one. Taking a step down from that, maybe a guy like Case Keenum. What do you think about him coming in?
Well, I think Case Keenum last year played extremely well with the Vikings. Played at an MVP-type level. We saw the tape. A lot of versatility. Can make the throws inside the pocket, but once you get on the outside, he can make the throws as well. We've seen a lot of guys, or a lot of teams rather, RPO, run pass option. This is a scheme that is seemingly taking over the NFL, and Keenum's a guy that seems poised to kind of move right into where the NFL is going schematically. So I think that he set himself up, but again, sample size. He's only played at that
really just 1 year
season, right?
1 year.
And the price tag that's going to cost to get him here, I think he's going to be in that $10 to $15 million a year range, and I think that our future quarterback is in the draft if it's not Kirk Cousins.
Steve, you're keeping the wallet closed here. We're not spending any money.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to spend money, but I don't want to spend it all right here on a quarterback who I don't think will be able to take us to the next level. And I don't think with Case Keenum, I don't think he will be able to get us there long term.
The big thing to remember about Case Keenum, he played for Gary Kubiak in Houston. Gary Kubiak, of course, part of the personnel staff making some of the decisions here for the Denver Broncos now. So something to keep in mind with him. Then what about a guy like A.J. McCarron? Won his grievance against the Bengals. Now he's also on the open market.
I mean, I'm glad that he was able to become a free agent. He's on the market. The Cleveland Browns showed a lot of interest in him last year, and they botched that deal somehow because they didn't turn in the paperwork in the right amount of time. So, but he's another guy who really is unproven. The last we really got to see of him was when he was playing for the University of Alabama, where he was very successful. But I'm just not willing to go there because I'm hearing rumors that he may get $15 to $20 million a year. And he's really only started 3 games.
Yeah, played in 10 games in his entire career.
Right, two games over the last 2 years. Steve mentioned it again. Played very well against the Broncos, remember, back in 2015. That game went into overtime. DeMarcus Ware, of course, falling on the ball in overtime to seal the victory. That's another sample size guy, right? I don't know if value is there with regards to, are we sure that this is our guy?
Is there another guy out there we haven't talked about? I know, Steve, you like Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, I like Teddy Bridgewater or Sam
Bradford.
Sam Bradford. But I really would say Bridgewater more so because although he had a serious knee injury, he was on the active roster at the end of the season, got in, played a few snaps. But I like what he can do more so than Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford, I think if we brought him in here, He may get hurt in training camp.
Yeah, I think I'm with Steve. I think Bridgewater. Is,
he has a tendency to get injured. He does have a tendency.
Steve's already bracing. I think Bridgewater, like Steve said, is probably the guy. I think that you're going to get best value for with regards to what he's done already. I think the quarterback for the Broncos might be in the draft. I think that Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, those are two guys that we're hearing a lot about right now. Mayfield, as we mentioned, really plays in nicely to where the offenses in the NFL want to head. I think that skill set is there for him. But I think, like Steve mentioned, Bridgewater definitely has the skill set and the price point that might be most appealing.
If the Broncos go to the draft for their quarterback, it might be nice to get a bridge guy, a veteran guy. One name I'm going to just throw out there, Josh McCown. We'll see what happens. Maybe he could be that veteran presence inside the Broncos QB room. Steve, you smiling. I know you like that too.
No, I don't. But go ahead.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. Free agency just 2 days away, the start of the new league year. That's going to do it for us. For Steve Atwater, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Malone.